Blog Talk Radio.
You're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain. You're the only thing I want to touch.
Welcome to Cultural Conversations with me, your host and producer, Verona Mitchell. Join us as we bring weekly cultural topics right here to our studio. You, as our studio audience, are welcome to chime in and call the studio or join us on chat. Because, you know, at Cultural Conversations, we believe that cultural issues really do shape and impact our world. So, join us as we discuss the hottest topics and the cultural issues of our day. Stay tuned. Well, welcome to Cultural Conversations with me, your host and producer, Verona Mitchell. I'm excited about bringing back Cultural Conversations to our online airwaves. I'm excited because I'll get to have an opportunity to engage and re-engage some of you as my listening audience. Tonight on Cultural Conversations, we're talking about a TV series called Empire that has just blew up the airwaves over there at Fox Studios. And so we'll talk about Empire, talk about the success of Black culture and its influence on hip-hop, and what are your favorite scenes in the series Empire so far? What are your worst scenes? What did you think when you saw the promos that this type of series or this type of representation was coming? So I'm very interested in knowing what were some of your thoughts on going in to watching this series, Empire? Again, I say welcome back to Cultural Conversations. This is your host and producer, Verona Mitchell, and my job tonight is to bring this topic out in a seriousness, also in a fun. We're going to have some fun with it. We're going to listen to some music of the miniseries Empire, or the series Empire. It's been signed for a second season, and I'll get to describe and define what Empire is all about for individuals who don't know or who don't watch Empire on Wednesdays. And so there's a whole group, you know. I want to take it for granted that everyone comes from the same place and is watching. And so I'll get to define that. But we'll also listen to some music of that hip-hop culture, and not only the hip-hop culture, but even new wave music or neo-soul music, the smooth music that you hear in the series Empire. Also, a little bit of rock music. They went on and diversified and threw a little bit of rock in there, so excited about that. But again, you're listening to Cultural Conversations with me, your host and producer, Verona Mitchell. Anytime during our show, you can call in the show at 347-857-3121. Again, the online studio show number is 347-857-3121. I would love to hear from you. And hopefully I'll have some old friends that will call in and engage in the conversation as well. Well, let's get started. I want to describe what Empire is. So I said Empire is, it's just a phenomenal success of Fox TV network series. It's a hip-hop drama, and it's set in the stage of going, flipping back and forth from present to past in the world, in the life of Lucius Lyons and his family. And so Entertainment Weekly online magazine quoted, "Empire's rating just defied all the laws of broadcast television to once again rise to a record number. Last episode viewing rating, Empire, its episode hit 12.9 million viewers and a huge 5.1 rating among adults 18 to 49. And I think that's pretty darn good. You can get somebody to stay in on a Wednesday night and view the show. Again, the backdrop of the show, and I'll just read the backdrop of the show, is that it is a hip-hop drama. Empire is an American musical drama television series, which debuted on Fox, and it started January 7th. And the show centers around a hip-hop music and entertainment company, Empire Enterprises, and the drama among the members of the founder's family as they fight for control of the company. It's an hour-long series that was created by Lee Daniels and Danny Strong, and it stars these two superpower heavy hitters in a lot of the black films that we've seen, contemporary black films. It's Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson. And so they carry this film, and they carry it, in my opinion, and I would love to hear your opinion, they carry it with excellence. I was kind of afraid of that. And after we come back from just the break, I'm going to talk about what was my first impressions. But I would love to hear what was your first impressions in seeing the promos and the build-up to the viewing of Empire. And one of the observations I want to make, too, I always look at the emblem of the guy's face staring up. It's the Empire emblem. It's like a round circle. And it's supposed to be Terrence Howard, but for some reason I always think about Barry White. Go figure. But I think about when I see that emblem, I'm thinking about Barry White. And so, again, welcome to Cultural Conversations with me, your host and producer, Verona Mitchell. Please call the show at 347-857-3121 if you have questions or would just like to get in on the conversation. Right now, we're going to listen to some smooth music by Jesse Smollett. And Jesse plays Jamal, and he's one of the characters in Empire. And later on, I'll get to describe all the characters in the game. Stay tuned.
I give you all of me, but it still ain't enough to make you happy. I give you everything, but you still don't measure up. It's like I walked 5,000 miles and didn't even come close. Feels like I try to make you smile, but you don't even care, no. I'll never be big enough to pay your dues, but I keep trying. You just keep making me jump through hoops. What do I gotta do? I just want you to look at me, see that I can be what you like. Never be
Welcome back to Cultural Conversations with me, your host and producer, Verona Mitchell. And again, I want to thank everybody, for all my listening audience, for joining me tonight and giving me good vibes, sending me good vibes through our online studio. We are discussing and talking about the series, TV series, Empires, and its Empire's success and its influence and impact on Black culture and on hip-hop. And one of the things that I said before I played Jesse Smollett's piece there is that I would give a profile or give a kind of a synopsis of everyone. So let's go down the list of main characters. So we have Terrence Howard, who he plays Lucius Lyons, and he's a former drug dealer turned hip-hop mogul and CEO of Empire Entertainment. And his life is consumed with his family and to be that perfect businessman. And every song or every hit or everything that comes out of Empire, he's determined to make that thing gold. And so Terrence Howard plays this character of Lucius Lyons. And then we have his ex-wife, Taraji P. Henson, who plays as Cookie Lyons. And she's the ex. You know, she's the ex-wife, of course. She's outspoken, and she's the mother of these three beautiful sons. And she served. One of the most important things is that she has served 17 years on a drug charge. And all of the details, of course, hasn't come out of drug charge. She took a fall for somebody or what have you. But that's the backdrop of her. She wants her portion or half of the company, or probably more than half, for the things that she suffered while she was in prison. And also, so she's coming back to get hers. She's coming back to do her. She is fancy. She is sassy. She is aggressive, assertive, however you want to say, and she's doggone outspoken, and you just have to love that character. Also, we have Trey Byers. He's Andre Lyon, so he's the smooth suit and tie brother. And he is the chief financial officer of Empire Entertainment. He graduated from the Ivy League Wharton College University, and he is very power-driven and power-hungry, and he wants to own Empire solely for himself. He wants to run it, and he wants to run it with his father, and if his father is not able to run it, he wants to have sole control over the company. Then we have Jesse Smollett, and he plays Jamal Lyons. He's a smooth, really smooth son, and also very gifted and talented. He's a gay singer-songwriter who despises the corporate aspects of the music industry and is estranged from his homophobic father. And we'll talk about, like, in the Black community, there is this homo attitude or, fear or shame, as I want to put it, against or towards individuals who are gay and lesbian. And so he embodies that character and plays that character and kind of throws out some of the representation or some of the things that you hear in the attitude that's been thrown out in the Black community towards gay and lesbian individuals. Then we have Bishar Gray, and he is the spitfire Hakeem Lyons, and he is famed, obsessed. He's the youngest son, and he is Lucia's favorite child. And so he's making it happen. He's bringing in the money. He has the hits. He has the cockiness. I want to say sometimes cockiness, I like to say it's confidence, but he has the cockiness and the confidence and the arrogance, but he is immature and he's very young and, again, very gifted and talented, just as Lucius Lyons was when he was younger, growing up in Philadelphia and trying to do his music and trying to hustle. Then we have Grace Geely, who plays Lucius' fiance. She's Anika Calhoun in the series, and she's head of Empire Entertainment, A&R. and, of course, by Cookie being Lucius's ex-wife, Anika and Cookie, they don't see eye to eye. I mean, they just really dislike each other. Then we have Malik Yoba. We haven't seen Malik Yoba in a while. I think he played in, what did he play in? Why Did I Get Married? Two, I think. But anyway, he plays as Vernon Turner, and he is the chairman of the board and a business partner with Empire Entertainment. And he seems to have, how the series is progressing, he seems to have had a large or a vast history with Lucius Lyons. And then we have Caitlin Doubleday, and she plays as Rhonda Lyons. So she's Andre's wife. And everyone I've described to you previously could associate with being African-American. Well, Caitlin Doubleday, Rhonda Lyons, she is white. And she plays Andre, and he said, manipulative and power-hungry wife. But I think her and Andre, they just match, and they like to look at business deals and take advantage of those business deals. That's how I'm going to put it in that context. But that's the cast of characters, and when I say that's the cast of characters, the imagery and the attitude and the kind of the image that Empire wants you to see come across is within the defines of those characters. And so I think it was very clever of Lee Daniels to put a spin on Empire and bring out the richness of those characters and have those characters walk a very thin line. And when I say walk a very thin line, I mean that the different things that I saw in the first episode of Cookie getting out of jail, of Cookie having this robust attitude that I've seen a lot of black women carry that attitude in the hood. And now you're seeing it on television, on primetime television, and it's being shown to everyone. And so before I went on break, I did say, I want to know what you thought, your first impressions when you saw the promos. So give me a call if you want to get in on this conversation. If you do not want to get in on the conversation, you, of course, you're still welcome to listen because I will give you my perspective. Call into the show at 347-857-3121. Again, you can call in on the online show at 347-857-3121, and you can get in on this conversation. Okay, next question. What did I think? When I saw the promos, and I'm looking at the music, I'm looking at the hip-hop music, they're kind of using some strong, colorful, as my friend says, colorful wording. I was like, this looks very interesting. Then you see Taraji P. Henson, a Cookie Lyons, using some very strong words and some strong attitudes that, hey, that attitude, I'm not afraid of that attitude. I grew up with those attitudes and those women acting like that, and it was fine. That was fine with me. Didn't fear it, not intimidated whatsoever. But here, in this context of primetime television, I thought, oh, my goodness, Fox is really going to show this about the black community? I don't think I want to look at it because I'm afraid that it's going to support negative stereotypes. And individuals, and I've engaged with individuals on social media, talked to individuals who really are nice people, but they really don't get it. That would scare the bejesus out of them. And so here I was looking at the promo, excited that, yes, that I know that type of community. I know that community. Yes, I know that music. I know that type of music and hip-hop, and it sounds great. And then at the same time have that kind of pushback that, oh, no, I don't want you, or this is not, is this another black exploitation? Is this going to go bad at the end of the day? Is it going to make black people look bad once again? What is it? What is the outcome? going to be? And so that was my fear and my first impression when looking at the promos for Empire. I would like to hear what you have to say about it. Please, you can call the show at 347-857-3121. And I also opened up a chat room for you. So if you're online and you just want to chat, you can send out a question and you can certainly chat, and I'll try to answer those questions or engage you in some other type of way. But I am excited. I'm going to tell you why I'm excited, because I'm coming back to Blog Talk Radio, and I know that people are listening all over the world because you're online, and you can listen continuously, and you can always archive the show. And sometimes when I go back and I archive the show, I was like, okay, who is that talking? Well, it's me, your host and producer, Verona Mitchell. So, and we'll bring other cultural topics to the forefront. And I hope that you have interest in engaging with me on these cultural topics. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to listen to some more beautiful music from Empire, the series that's so successful, the Fox series that's so successful. It happens on Wednesday nights, so check your TV times and listen.
I would tell you that I love you tonight, but I know that I got time on my side. Where you going? Why you leaving so soon? Is there somewhere that's better for you? What is love if you're not here with me? What is love if it's not guaranteed? What is love if it just doesn't leave? What is love if you're not here no more? What is love if you're not really sure? What is love? But I know it's easier said than done. Look at me, look at me, told up now. Shall I tell you what it won't come out? What is love if you're not here with me? What is love if it's not guaranteed? What is love if it just doesn't leave?
Conversations. Tonight we're taking a look, an in-depth look at Empire, the success of this Fox TV hit series, hip-hop drama series, Empire. So how does the success of Empire impact Black culture in the world of hip-hop? Those are some of the questions that we have staged tonight. I've been getting questions from my social media feed in regard to, and this is people who are not not a part of the Black community, but they want to feel free to ask those questions, like, okay, what is this all about, and how do we feel comfortable peeping in or having a view into the Black community? Well, one of the things that, and I'm glad, thank you for really asking that question and putting that question on a table, because people don't have to be shy about peeping in and observing what goes on in the Black community. I don't think that that could be an issue, but I don't speak for every Black community, and Black communities are different. Every Black community, they're different, they're not the same. And so we do have a collective Black culture, but there are some nuances. We're not a monolithic people. And so we're very vast and different and diverse, even within ourselves. And so it's okay to learn and share. Now, I think one of the issues that we run into is that when people try to learn, share, and then tell that community's narrative through their eyes instead of telling that community's narrative through the community's eyes, or have representation from that community share and tell their own truths and their own beliefs and stories and narratives. And so that's just my spin on it. Again, welcome to Cultural Conversations with me, your host and producer, Verona Mitchell. We're looking at the Fox TV Network series, Hip Hop Drama Empire. And it is Entertainment Weekly online magazine has quoted that Empire's rating justified all the laws of broadcast television. So not only is Black people looking at it, everybody's looking at it, it seems, with a viewership of the last episode hit 12.9 million viewers and a huge 5.1 rating among adults 18 to 49. And so it spans a couple of age ranges. So it's not only attracting the young hip-hop music lovers, it's also attracting some of our more mature and seasoned individuals, whether those individuals come uniquely from the Black community or from other communities. And I'm thinking with a number like 12.9 million viewers, there's other people who are checking Empire out too. But one of the things that I talked about before, we heard V. Bozeman's beautiful What Is Love, and that song is played throughout the series as well. But we talked about what is the representation of Empire on the Black community. Does it show the Black community in a positive light? Does it show the Black community in a negative light? And and when you look at that question, I think that question is too loaded to say we can cut it as does it show it in a positive or negative. There's a lot of gray space in between that. And so we're looking at this art representation of a Black community, and say from Philadelphia, and this man, Lucius Lyons, his life at the beginning, and his path to success, business success, that could only be represented by him. I mean, it could be just him. And so it doesn't have to be this vast commonality that you see in all Black communities, and I just want to make that that clear. But it does represent, the art represents a bit of life. And so, yes, in some communities of color, in some Black communities, and I'm glad I say community of color, you may see some influences there. Does it make some people feel uncomfortable? Of course it does, because we've struggled. Black people have come a long way. The African American community has come a long way, and we want to be represented in a positive light. But in order to do that, I think when we look historically, we have to tell all of the nastiness that comes with making it and traveling this path in life. And so the one thing that you see in the representation of Empire and the representation of things that go on uniquely and intimately in some of the Black community is that they're truth tellers here for some. For some instances, in some scenes, gets to be a truth teller. And that has attracted a lot of people because you no longer walk on the safe side of TV when you begin to be truth tellers. And I think that has added to the success of Empire. We're going to take a moment and listen to some of the hip-hop music that comes from hip-hop. And, you know, it's Hakeem. He's doing his thing. He's tearing it up. One song that we sang around the house that really, I should have downloaded it, but it really attracted to us around the house is Drip Drop, Drip Drippity Drop. I don't know why I sing that song, and it's probably something vulgar, but hey, we can laugh at that too. You don't have to be all serious. If you would like to get on the conversation, please call the show at 347-857-3121. The studio line is open, and also the chat room is open if you want to push out the question. I have probably two more questions to go through that people have posed, and so I want to make sure that I'm honoring and reading their questions online. But let's listen to some of the hip-hop music that's come out of there and come out of Empire and enjoy. Again, that was Hakeem and also his brother Jamal Lyons tearing it up. And that's the opening song to Empire. Again, you're listening to Cultural Conversations with me, your host and producer, Verona Mitchell. I'm excited tonight because I haven't been online studio for a while, and I'm excited that I have a lineup of some great cultural topics that's going to be coming to you in the next couple of weeks. And we want to spur some engagement. We want to take it from social media and put it in the online studios. And I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voices on certain issues. Don't hide behind your fingers. Let me hear you speak and tell your truth. And so that's what Cultural Conversation is about. We also want to acknowledge Black History Month. So February is, in the United States, is designated as Black History Month, African American History Month. I always like African American History Month. And so we want to acknowledge the contribution of Black people and African American people that they've made in history, not only here in this country, but other countries as well. If you ever want to travel and get a real education, get out of this country and experience other countries, and I don't mean talking about going on a cruise or whatever. Cruises are nice. I've never gone on one, but I heard they're really nice. But, you know, just feed yourself and immerse yourself in other culture and, yeah, for enrichment. But anyway, we're talking about empire, its success. Is it successful, and does it represent Black culture, Black community? Does it represent it in a negative or positive way? And the music is hip-hop. Hip-hop has influenced everyone, it seems. I've even heard Christian hip-hop. So, you know, that music, the beat, the swagger, it has influenced. It has gone beyond. And it comes from a historical perspective of bebop and so those perspectives, those 50 years ago, 60 years ago, that influenced something. And now we have the birth and the living essence of hip-hop. And we can see it on this Empire Fox TV network series. And again, I'm going to say that it can't be just Black people looking at this. It has to be others that are engaged in looking at it, and we want to hear the dialogue. Call into Cultural Conversations at 347-857-3121, or you can also let your fingers do the talking in the chat room. So I just want to go over some trivia I found on it, on Empire. Well, people think that Empire, they're supposed to be staged in New York, but actually Empire was filmed in Chicago. Love the city of Chicago. Very diverse, colorful, and very energetic. Love the city. It has a lot of energy. And also, let's look at some other trivia. Wesley Snipes, now this just came out. Wesley Snipes was considered for the part of Lucius Lyons before Terrence Howard was ultimately cast. I think Lee Daniels did a fantastic job. A phenomenal job in casting Terrence Howard. Something about Terrence Howard, the smoothness, his character, his cadence, it just works, and it's very engaging. Another trivia moment is Taraji P. Henson said that she would only do the show under the condition that Terrence Howard played the lead male role. So here, these two very powerful actors get to feed off each other and get to support each other, actually, and say, hey, I won't do it unless he's there in that role and to do it. It's also, the show is based on The Lion in Winter. So you go out and get the book, The Lion in Winter, and see what that was all about and see how close the show is to the actual writing. And one thing about Fox Network, it has just released that Empire is Fox Network's highest rated debut show in over 3 years. So Fox is kind of struggling there. The show's ratings have only gone up with each episode so far. So it will be interesting. This premiere, the premiere brought in 9.8 million viewers. And episodes 2 had 10.3 million viewers, and it just keeps going up and up. Right now, they're looking at, they're seeing 11.3 million people are viewing it. So, that's kind of the trivia on Empire. And there are some spoilers, too, but I won't spoil it for you. One of the things that I also wanted to talk about is, since we just finished playing the hip-hop portion, is does hip-hop has a, what do I want to say? does hip hop have an obligation to represent themselves in a proper form here, because in ways it's tying in to the Black community. And so all this, for me, the question becomes, how are we viewed to the outside world? Or how is the Black community viewed to the outside world? Of course, people love the hip-hop music. They love to see the hip-hop moguls. They love to see them in their natural business element, where they're taking that harshness and that ruggedness and that rigor from the street, and they're using it in the boardroom, and they're wonderful leaders. And I like to see that working in business. I love to see when someone could come and have their hustle from the street and change that hustle and make it work in the boardroom. And so the series Empire, it takes and kind of acknowledge what saves it for me is that it acknowledged the hustle of the street, and it says, yeah, maybe that hustle of the street, the negative order of it and the negative impact of it in the community, but there's something that's innate for leaders, that there's a leadership element there that can transcend from community, from the streets, and it can transcend, and it can be in a boardroom. People could be leaders in the boardroom or in business and things of that sort. So that's what I kind of, it gravitated for me to continue watching the series, and I will continue watching the series, and I heard it got renewed for a second term. So it's very interesting for me to analyze it as such, that leaders are in the hood, leaders are in those ghettos and barrios, there's leaders out there, but it's how those leaders and how those individuals get an opportunity to shine. And so I think that is very, very important. You never know where people come from. You never know what they have in their management toolbox or leadership toolbox. But once some individuals, when you give them an opportunity, they will rise to the opportunity and they will shine. And so when viewing Empire, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at that on the television and knowing that it's going out to so many other communities and so many other people are being influenced by Empire. If you want to call in the show, we have just a couple of more minutes where we're going to be putting things in order and talking about where we're going from here. Please call the show at 347-857-3121. I will continue to say that number because it's a new number and we're new and we're starting off fresh and new, and we want to have you engage in this process with talking about Empire, but this week, but in the weeks to follow, we'll be talking about other cultural issues that impact our world most seriously. This impacts our world most seriously too, because my house is quiet on Wednesday. So, because we got to look at this. Let's get to the questions that was posed back some time ago when I put a posting on my Facebook page and still setting up the radio show's Facebook page. But I put this on my page, and it was very interesting. And, I live in the Midwest, and it's very kind of sterile type of just being oblivious. And so you have friends of all different and associates of all different backgrounds and nationalities. But some, they really want to know, and they want to dig, and they want to know, or they want to feel comfortable walking in your circle. And so we have this one guy, he's just trying to feel his way, walking in my circle. I don't know where that's going, but let's see. But anyway, he said, what positive direction do you see Black people going as a whole, and what pressures need to be brought to bear to the oppressor culture to make things happen? And this is all from a posting of, the radio show of we're going to look at Empire and its impact on Black community. Well, we don't have all the answers. We don't have, we had all the answers, everything, we'd be sitting down singing Kumbaya and really believing it with each other. We don't have all the answers, so everyone, every community is a work in progress. And that's just from my perspective, and other people have their own perspective. But every community, whether it's the Black community, whether it's the Latino community, whether it's whatever Asian community, it's a work in progress. And so, but I think that both sides, the oppressed and oppressors, must do their job and do their work if they really want to eradicate injustice and disparities among people who are marginalized. And that's my spin on it. Another question he posed. He's just trying to feel me out. I get that all the time. And that's okay. He's trying to learn. It's okay for now. We'll see where it's going. Second question. How do you counter the coonery that is so pervasive in the culture nowadays? And I think it leads us back to that hip-hop kind of culture where the KRS-Ones and, that type of educational hip-hop was put on the back burner. Common. I'm so glad Common got an award last night, an Oscar. But that kind of hip-hop was somehow shoved to the background, and what we got in the larger media and displayed throughout the world is more of, I like to call it, the buffoonery of hip-hop, that it took away from the authentic hip-hop to make a vaudeville kind of showing. And so people will see that before they see the KRS-Ones, the Commons, Fuji's talking some sense into your head. People will see the buffoonery portion, pay for the buffoonery portion. Producers and executives will highlight the buffoonery portion of hip-hop in order to make money, because that's what sells and that's what people are buying, and that's what the media and other factors and other controlling factors are pushing. And so I think these questions are fair, and that question is a fair one. How do we address the more coonery of it? But the show, getting back to Empire, there is an element of wildness. There is an element of uncontrol by the character Hakeem. He's playing a modern-day contemporary hip-hop artist with all the stereotypes that come with that hip-hop artist. Now, one of the things that I hope to see in the coming episodes is that hip-hop can take various forms. It doesn't always have to be about the buffoonery of it or the coonery of hip-hop. It could also be about the educational portions of hip-hop and what it was meant to be, and it's to take something that's poetic in a spoken word and place it in a beat. And so that's and give a narrative and a story to the environment, speak the truth in narrative and story from the environment. And so I hope to see that in the upcoming episodes of Empire, and that Hakeem's character will develop around there, because I do see a progression in the development of the storyline here. So it's going to be very interesting to watch the episodes, and probably the final episode that we'll see for this series. Again, if you would like to call the show, you have a couple of more minutes here. You can welcome to call the show at 347-857-121. We're on every Monday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'll be bringing more cultural conversations to you right after this break. We're going to listen to some more music. So we're going to listen to Jussie Smollett music. And you know what? I just found out that Jussie Smollett, he is Journey Smollett's brother. And so very talented family there with Journey acting since she was a little girl in Eve's Bayou. I will never forget that movie because it reminded me of being home in Louisiana. And so Jesse Smollett, the one who plays as Smollett, the one who plays as Jamal, is actually Journey's Smollett's brother in real life. And so that was kind of a trivia note for you as well. So let's listen to some more of Jamal, the character Jamal's piece in Empire. Enjoy.
I give you all of me, but still ain't enough to make you happy. I give you everything, but you still don't measure up. It's like I walked 5,000 miles and didn't even come close. Feels like I try to make you smile, but you don't even care, no. I'll never be big enough to pay your dues, but I keep trying. You just keep making me jump through hoops. What do I gotta do?
But anyway, tonight we've had a wonderful conversation. I've enjoyed highlighting my perspective and my spin on Empire's its success on Black culture and in hip-hop. I've also enjoyed posing those questions from our social media feed of people who are interested. This is a Black set. They want to embody it. An original Black series or original African-American series, although there's different influences. There's a diversity of cast in it. Yes, there is. But it comes from a genre of inner-city urban Black community. And so that has interest a whole lot of people, and Fox is getting a whole lot of bang for the dollar with this new hip-hop drama, Empire. One of the things that I also said at the beginning is that it also has a little, it's starting to have a little rock influence in it as well. So it's not just, it looks like it's not just being hip-hop music or looking at Black culture, but Courtney Love, she is in it for a couple of the episodes, and she plays a singer, but she's a rock star singer. So they're trying to bring in a little bit of rock in order to entertain and keep other people engaged. But you know what? That's so interesting because, you know, yeah, they can attract the rockers, but also I think a large people are just attracted to R&B, neo-soul, and hip hop. And even if they didn't bring the rock element in it, I think that their numbers would be astronomical as what we see right now. We also have coming in who's going to make an sort of an impact is Derek Luke. He comes in as the security for Empire Industry. And so there's a host of individuals who are coming down the pike. Anthony Hamilton, he came in and did the whole engagement proposal scene. And so there's a variety. And I think that's the attraction of a successful series such as Empire. I'm happy for the individuals that are playing in their particular roles. I'm happy for their success. I'm happy that Lee Daniels, he's getting recognized for his talents in casting and writing and producing just this wonderful piece. And also, I want to say that it's okay to be nervous about how a community will be represented. You know, we've had, you know, people represent certain communities in a negative light since the beginning of time. But we have to deal with those things and put those things on the table and also enjoy ourselves as we learn and share about and from each other's communities. Again, tonight we've had a wonderful time. I've had a wonderful time talking about Empire's success on Black culture and hip hop. I want you to take down this number, 347-857-3121, and next Monday at 7 p.m. Central and 8 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be right here bringing you another hot topic of the day. And next Monday, actually, we'll have a guest that will be joining us, bringing in his expertise on a certain issue. Tonight, enjoy talking about Empire. Empire comes on Wednesdays. You check your listing, TV listing, and time for times and a particular channel it will be on. I know it's on Fox, but the number channel, that's what I mean. So Fox TV network series, hip-hop drama, Empire is dynamic. Entertainment Weekly online magazine quoted, Empire's rating justified all the laws of broadcast television to once again rise to a record number. So, thank you for joining me on Cultural Conversation. This is your host and producer, Verona Mitchell. I will be bringing you more of Cultural Conversations in the Mondays to come. If you have a question, please, you can find me on Facebook at Verona Mitchell. You can also find Cultural Conversations Facebook page at Facebook Cultural Conversations Radio. And we'll be excited to bring the topics that you're interested in into the online studio. And we can set it up for a conversation, a voice conversation, where people will call in on your topic. And also we can set it up as a chat where people can chat about your particular cultural topic. We're all in this together, so we're all going to learn, and the way that we learn is through conversation and engagement. Thank you for joining me on Cultural Conversations, and I will see you next week. This is Verona Mitchell, and thank you for joining me on Cultural Conversations. At Cultural Conversations, we're bringing weekly cultural issues and topics to our online studio. Join me next week as we bring more of Cultural Conversations. Thank you for joining me. See you next week.